This is Joanna Schrader reporting for Ag Wired, and I am with Weldon Nguyen, who is actually one of the chairmen or running the new USFRA.
United States Farmers and Ranchers Association. Right.
Now, you have undertaken an absolutely amazing, you know, phenomenal campaign. You're getting agriculture across the country together to really address a lot of the myths that consumers have about where our food comes from. So today, we just heard a presentation about your efforts, and what's, I guess, most exciting is you're moving into the consumer phase where you're really starting to get and talk. So can you give us a, sort of a little history of what you've been doing the past year and what we're going to see here soon?
Yes, the past year we've been really putting the organization together, gathering up different funds from different checkoffs across America. We've gathered up, and there's more folks involved in this than what you think. In fact, we have 49 different entities involved right now in this organization. We've gathered up enough to go public with it. Our advertising campaign is kind of put together now with the new advertising company. And what we're talking about today at the NCBA meeting and the CBB meeting in Florida is the initiative to get the consumer involved, the producer involved. The grassroots of this, to go out and let the consumer know what we're doing with the food, how safe our food is in America. We're getting them involved, and that's the only way we can do it anymore.
So, Weldon, you mentioned you have 49 different organizations involved. Talk a little bit about the gamut of what and who these organizations represent.
This includes the checkoffs, again, beef. We lead the Beef Association. We've got NCBA. Since we're here, we've got the Federation of Beef Councils across America. We've got ag organizations like the Corn Growers Association, Soybean Growers Association, egg producers. We also have John Deere. We have Caterpillar involved. We have folks that's from all walks of life that's joining up with this and making it work.
Well, then you mentioned how important it's going to be for producers to step up and let their voices be heard. Have you gotten people to sign up and become spokespeople, per se, for this campaign? Or are you still looking for a lot more people, or have you seen resistance? I'm assuming if this is new for them, they're probably a little bit nervous.
Haven't seen any resistance at all. And you've seen them go to our website that we've got posted, and they're using that. They're taking surveys. They're wanting to know. Women that's buying groceries across this country, they're really involved. They want to know how safe our food is in America. So it's time for the farmer, for the producer, to let them know what we're doing and how safe it really is.
So, Weldon, from a consumer standpoint, you know, there's a lot of myths. So let's, you know, tell us what one of the biggest myths is, and during your myth phase of this campaign, what will some of those things be that you're going to be addressing?
One of the biggest myths was it wasn't going to hold together. The whole organization. You know, there's been some that's went by the wayside in the past. So we've got to dispel that thought right there. We are going to hold together. We've got dollars to back it up now. We don't have lots of dollars, but we're financially to where that we can go on with our campaign across America. And that was one of the biggest myths that we had to get around.
And what about sort of the concern that we have globally about feeding 9+ billion people? How is that initiative, knowing that America needs to take the lead in this American agriculture, how are we going to communicate to the world, basically, that we can do this, that we've risen to the challenge and we as agriculture community are going to feed the world?
Well, there's not any more land, so we have to do something with what we've got. And when you're talking about the kind of population explosion that's going to take place in this world, then we have to come down with enough food products, foodstuffs, to feed this population growth. And this is the only way that we can do it is through technology, through people that's working. We have to get more out of the land than what we've been getting out of it, regardless of what we grow.
So, Weldon, in closing, what do we need the producers, the cattle producers, to do now? Do they need to call you? How do they really, how do we get them involved?
To get them involved, we need to, like we've told you today, again, our first step is talk about this. Talk about it on a national level. Let them take the survey that we've got posted on the Internet. Let's get involved here, letting people know what we're doing as producers is the right thing to do anymore.
Great. Thanks, Weldon.
Thank you for having me.